for. You may not like me. There's nothing you can do about me. The powers that ordained this day, all right, those powers will not consult men before they speak. I've seen people before that claim that these small boys are just talking, just talking. If you have met small boys that talk, it's not us. We, Jesus, called us. Yes, he appears to us, gives us update on our work with him. Those kind of statements, you can make it for other people and go free. If you make it for some of us, you walk in darkness for a long time. Because there are powers that accompany us. We did not ask for it. It's part of the calling. As long as we bow down to Jesus, Satan will bow to us. Hallelujah. Your school. You were not... Well, maybe you were on campus. Maybe you didn't know. The greatest persecution I had was from your school. They said I was using... My wedding ring was a ring for miracles. Most of those are professors that are professors now. They were the ones that were spreading that news. I didn't want to tell you that you will have opposition when you go for us to do the crusade in Uniagri. You saw what happened? All the opposition, it was because of all those things. But that day, you know, that first night, you cleared all the doubts. First night. How many deaf people heard that night? About 7 deaf people, including one guy that was born deaf on this year. 19 years old, 19 years deaf. And his ears open. We have saved life. If we tell you otherwise, it's a lie. Maybe we are trying to form false humility. I have seen Jesus. He was happy about me. He told me the future. He told me what we need to do in this season. Hallelujah. I've seen the Holy Spirit. He has shown me his form before. On this campus. I've seen him twice. You have heard about him. Me. I have seen him twice. So we are not boasting. We cannot but speak about the things that we have seen and heard. That guy began filled with the Holy Ghost, did all night vigil for 3 nights, and I came in early in the morning to discharge him. The guy was from your school. He came back to your school and he graduated from your school. Oh, you are aware. That was the most dramatic picture from death to life. And that scripture you quoted, it was my message you were preaching. And in all of the landscape of scripture, there was an opportunity, a moment where Jesus stood at the borderline of death. It was at the tomb of Lazarus. That was life standing. And where he was standing was at the borderline of death. It was an occasion for us to know which kingdom was superior, because the ultimate power that Satan had was dead, and that day that power was going to be put to the test. And the Lord of life stood at the foot of the grave of Lazarus. Aika Masula. What decree did he give to Lazarus? Lazarus, come forth. Now, notice the instruction was what? Come forth. Come forth.